Lebowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC. 1-800-222-5222 is the number. Sam@samnation.com is the email. I'm starting with that now so I don't forget as I launch into everything that needs to be said today. Before I do that, by the way, happy Monday. We made it. How was your weekend? Everything successful and good? Glad to hear it. Every Monday, we start work at my firm with a Monday morning meeting. I talk about this. 8 a.m., we all get together, and we have a meeting and make sure everybody's on the same page, knows what they're going to be doing for the week. And if we have somebody new at the office, we haze them. We start every new employee on Monday. So you're always going to start on a Monday, and we try not to warn them. But what we do is we make them share a story about themselves that's embarrassing, and then we take the new employee and then we all introduce ourselves. And there's usually about 70 people in the room, and we introduce ourselves, first names only. We go around the room, and we introduce ourselves, and then the person has to go back and remember all the names. You'd be surprised. There are people who can remember just about every name. And then there are people who don't remember any names. And then there are the people that kind of just blow it off and thinks it's all a funny joke, and those are the people that we fire within 15 minutes. That's how that works. But the best part about it is are the clues. Especially if you've got a little bit of a tricky name and people just don't remember it, you're supposed to come armed with a clue for your name. So I'm bringing all this up because I have to. Do I give it away? Nobody's listening. I'm going to give it away. Robbie has the best clue because he attends these meetings too. He's part of the team and he comes every Monday at 8, even though that is an ungodly hour for him. And he shows up at 8 a.m. and he participates in this. And what's a 50-50 people remember your name about that? So his clue is, what's the clue again? Give it to me. Yeah, okay, there it is. Are you ready for this? An uncooked insect that makes honey. A raw bee. Get it? I don't know. I think every time he does it, I double over. It's hilarious. So that was my morning. I don't know about yours. That's where I found myself. I was already in stitches by 8:15. All courtesy of this guy. Oh, we have a show announcement, too. We're going to have a celebrity guest here in a few minutes. Arriving any minute here at the Sweet James Studios, deep behind the orange curtain, will be Sweet James Bergner himself. So stay tuned for that. We'll have him on the air when he does come in. Now, I will tell you this. If you missed it, there is something big going on in Washington, D.C. inside the White House, and that something big is Anthony Scaramucci. We talked a little bit about it on Friday. I want to reiterate that, number one, this is the president figuring things out, you know, by trial and error to some extent. He puts a guy in. Who was his comm director? We've forgotten his name already. Yeah, who? We don't even know. Anyway, so we've got a new communications director in the White House, and he's doing already 2 days on the job. Phenomenal job. Phenomenal work. Anthony Scaramucci. Now, why? Let me tell you why. He's simply completely unflappable. He did all the shows this weekend. So I'm watching it yesterday. I'm going through this. Dickerson, you remember Dickerson? John Dickerson. Trump had that kind of abrupt ending to an interview with him. Get out of here. Kind of shoot him off. Dickerson hates Trump. He has it in for Trump. And so he's got Scaramucci on there. And by way of background, the Scaramucci guy, he used to support, I mean, he supported Obama because at one point, you know, him and Obama went to law school together. And then he, as a Republican, you know, he then was on, he was with two different campaigns during, in the primaries early on. And then switched to Trump and was an early Trump supporter as well. And then went on and worked on the campaign for a period of time and worked on the transition. So the big scandal about Scaramucci, if this is, can even be a scandal, is that he had a series of tweets in the past that are not exactly congruous with Trump's own ideology. And so what they're pressing him on, Dickerson says, well, what are you going to do? You were busy deleting tweets all weekend. You're busy deleting tweets. You're who are you? What is this? And I really like this answer, and I'll explain to you why.
Here's what I was trying to do yesterday with those tweets. I think it is nonsensical and more Washington nonsense that we have to take this political purity ideological test. Mm-hmm. So if I said I was for something and now I'm against something, that makes me a hypocrite. I don't believe in that. I think it's stupid. And I want to subordinate my political views to the views of the president and his agenda.
That's it. Simple as that. Because what they try to do, the media, if you watch this carefully, and I'm an astute observer of the media. What they try to do is they'll get whatever spokesperson there is, whatever administration official they've got on air. They will try to say, well, Trump did this. How do you possibly agree? What do you think? And they try to divide and conquer. This is a known tactic. And in every response, Scaramucci just shuts it down, saying, look, this is my views. I will subordinate my views to the president. My duty is to serve the president. My duty is to explain the president's position, not my position. It's very effective. Now, the interview continued. This was a good part. So He gets going about what the president needs to achieve. And Dickerson, you know, they're so skeptical that Trump is going to get, they don't think Trump's going to get anything done. They think right now, 6 months in, what's been, everything that needs to be known about the Trump presidency is already known. Scandal, ineffective, lost in the woods, you know, tweeting into oblivion. And we're really the next 3.5 years are going to be nothing more than what we've seen in the last 6 months. And Scaramucci's point is absolutely wrong. Things are going to change. And here's how he describes how the Trump White House is going to operate. And he gives some clues about what he intends, what kind of changes he intends to make.
What I know about President Trump is that the world, he's got very, very good karma. He's very, very good to the people that are super close to him. Look at how great his kids turned out. You can't fake good kids. And the world turns back to President Trump. And so my prediction is he's going to get exactly what he wants. He's going to get health care reform. He's going to get tax reform. And he's going to start to put the deregulatory pillars in place so that our businesses and our economies can grow again. Community banks can start lending again. And the people that I grew up with, the people in my neighborhood that have been struggling with low income and low wages are going to see a burst in economic activity. And he's going to get reelected.
And he's going to get reelected. Now, he's pushed this. Look, he's pushed this. He pushes this then later with Tapper, and I'll play that in a minute. One more. I'll just throw this one more last one in here where he talks about how Trump's going to operate.
What I don't like about what's going on right now is that when we get hit, we're on the heels of our feet, and we want the president to be on the heels of his feet. The president doesn't operate like that. The president operates off the balls of his feet. He's an aggressive guy. It's the reason why he won the presidency. And so we're going to come up with a strategy that's going to knock people's socks off. It's going to be pro-Trump agenda. When the investigation dies down, I hope you'll invite me back on the show so I can say, see, that was another one of those ridiculous investigations.
This is it. They've got to you've got to stay on track, on course, and on message. So what about those leaks? That's the other part of this, right? We got another day today, and I saw this. There's all these leaks coming out about Sessions. In fact, I just saw a few minutes ago here, right before we went on air, Trump apparently is meeting with top lieutenants to discuss a potential firing of Sessions. That doesn't mean he's going to fire Sessions. It means he's talking about it. Trump cannot literally have any conversation kept private. It's impossible. I don't understand as a manager how Rance Priebus has allowed this to continue. I don't get it. Rance should have, a long time ago, put the kibosh to it. They should have found traced source of someone leaking and made an example of them. Hasn't happened. Rance Priebus hasn't done it. The attorney general hasn't done it. Nothing's been done. And so Scaramucci says this about leakers.
What happens to leakers on your watch?
They're going to get fired. I'm just going to make it very, very clear. Okay, tomorrow I'm going to have a staff meeting. It's going to be a very binary thing. I'm not going to make any prejudgments about anybody on that staff. If they want to stay on the staff, they're going to stop leaking. If the leaks continue, we are strong as our weakest link. And I'll say it a little differently in a pun. We're as strong as our weakest leak. So if you guys want to keep leaking, why don't you guys all get together and make a decision as a team that you're going to stop leaking? But if you're going to keep leaking, I'm going to fire everybody. It's just very binary.
Do you know what it sounds to me like? And no one's really – people are talking about how he's taken charge of the communications office and everything. It almost sounds to me like he's taking charge of a little more than just the communications department. And this is what you need to know as you look at this White House shakeup. One, shakeups are not a sign of weakness, of being on your heels, of being in a corner. Shakeups are the result of effective strategy. If you're doing something and it doesn't work, if you've got that loaf, Sean Spicer up there, blibbering all over the podium and not adequately defending you, you've got to fix it. But you also have to understand that you're looking at the way that White House is running. You've got to be looking at how these people are being managed. And leakers, to me, I mean, there's so many leaks that it can't just be Obama people. I've thought about this extensively. It just can't be disgruntled deep state Obama leftovers. These are Republican people in there. And I've told you why that is before. We've talked about it. When Priebus came in, he brought with himself a lot of establishment Republican politico types, a bunch of young people in their 20s and 30s. And these people, I know for a fact, I could give you great examples of this, actual people I know who were, you know, they're like McCain Republicans. They're maybe on a good day Romney Republicans. But they absolutely are not Trumpists, not in any way, shape, or form. These are people that were so, they didn't even want to work on the Trump campaign. One guy said to me, I'm not even going to work on the campaign because, you know, why would I work on the campaign? Trump's going to lose. And I don't want to have a losing campaign on my resume. These types of people ended up inside of the White House. They have zero loyalty to the president. They have zero loyalty at the end of the day to Rance Priebus. What they care about is themselves and their own political future. They still think that Trump is going to lose this thing. They still think that Trump is going to have this whole thing blow up in their face, in his face. And it's simply not going to happen. But these people are there, and they have to. How come Priebus hasn't been able to take care of it? And the reason, I'll tell you, because these are people that he trusts, and he's probably not that effective of a leader at the end of the day. And so now you've got a guy coming in, and I think this is what it is. I think Trump is slowly grooming Scaramucci he's probably even already considering him for replacing Priebus. I think there's a definite movement afoot right now to clean up the whole West Wing. And it's good. This is a good thing. Well, it depends, of course. If you're if you are not keen on the president's agenda advancing, this is bad news. But it starts with the messaging. And I also think that Trump is going to tweet less if he feels that his message is getting out there more aggressively and more effectively. Yeah, somebody was telling me about this. The tweets, oh, the tweets, he's just going to keep undermining. Not necessarily. You know, I'd be in panic, too, if I had Spicer up there blabbling about me and trying to defend me. And I didn't have I could see that. I think Trump feels like he's backed into a corner and he's tweeting wildly. OK. Is he here? Yeah, he's here. Oh, my gosh. Sweet James. Don't go anywhere. He's here at the microphones in just a few minutes. Talk to you soon.
News. Talk. Evolve. Evolve. 790 KABC.
Sam Murjofsky. And here we are live on Talk Radio 790 KABC from the Sweet James Studios in an undisclosed location on the right side of the orange curtain. Who do we have in the studio here? Hey, James, good to see
Sam,
you, man.
Sam, always a pleasure to be here.
Oh, I'm glad you could stop by. Happy Monday. Everything going well for you?
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Hey, so we were I'm glad you're here. I've known you a long time, and yeah. I know one thing I'm going to tell you, one thing the audience doesn't realize, you're not just a great lawyer. I've known you long enough to know you're actually a great manager, great leader.
Well, and that's very kind.
Oh, you're welcome. I tell you, it's an important distinction because, one, I've known a lot of lawyers who are totally crappy leaders and bad managers. But in the work that you do, it takes a team of people to get the results for your clients, right? I mean, it's not just you sitting at a desk.
Right.
You've got a machine of great, strong, talented
highly
people.
Trained, exactly.
Killers, right?
Yes.
Use a Trump term.
Sharks.
That's it. So now, I want to play a little clip. I'm really excited about the Scaramucci guy who's coming to the White House and I think needs to doing some things to shake things up. And he's got this great. He was talking to Jake Tapper over at CNN yesterday, State of the Union, and this was he was talking about Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is now the new press secretary. Now, okay. None of this really matters. I'm just what I want to ask you, though. I want you to listen to this clip and see if you agree with what he's saying, just from his just sort of from his kind of management, his management philosophy. I want
okay.
you to evaluate this.
Okay.
Have a listen.
I think Sarah does a great job. She's an incredibly warm person. She's incredibly authentic. And what I told Sarah on Friday, you get the big office. I'll take the small communications office. You deserve the big office because you're taking the hits from the press. And bring the press into the office. Let's soften up our relationship with the press. They're tough on us, but let's be tough on them. I have no problem with that. And my job, as I see it, Jake, is that these people work with me and I'm there to serve them. If you think about the American military, the leaders eat last. If you think about the American military, the leader's job is to serve the people that are working alongside of them. And so me, for Sarah Huckabee, I want to do everything I can to make her better at that podium. I think she's phenomenal there now. But like every athlete that's training for the Olympics, every day we got to make ourselves incrementally better.
So just gut reaction on that.
That's leadership. That is empowering an individual to get the job done. That is impressive.
You know, I would imagine that if I'm Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I'm listening to that. I'm feeling some love, right?
Yeah. Not only love, but some pressure and some power. You're going to get it done.
I remember one time I was in the office and I saw you. Somebody had some photo. No, this is a good thing. I saw you and you somebody had some photocopying to get done and you just stepped in there and were like, oh, here, give it to me. I'll photocopy it.
Yeah.
And in a lot of law firms, I don't want to, you know, throw our colleagues under the bus, but in a lot of law firms, it's very hierarchical. You know,
yes.
You've got the boss, you've got the partners, you've got the senior partners, yeah. You've got, you know, and there's this hierarchy. You know, there's lawyers, there's associates, there's you know, there are assistants,
yeah.
There are support staff, and there's this pecking order. And you've never believed in that.
No, it's silly. We serve the client. people in the office don't serve me. They serve the client.
You think that this is going to, I mean, just, and again, I know you're not a politics watcher, but I want to see, like, just from a managerial point of view, will this policy, will this type of, I don't know, will this type of philosophy be effective?
I think so. Yes.
Yeah, I do too. I really do.
It's refreshing.
Yeah, it is. Now, speaking of refreshing, I know you love music.
Yes.
What's your favorite band?
Oh, geez. Cavello Talk. It's a Norwegian heavy metal band. It's shameful, but they're amazing.
What did you say?
Cavello Talk.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, I think so.
Are there any vowels in that? Okay, so how about a band that...
Motorhead.
Okay. All right. We've heard of that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So Motorhead. So you like heavy rock kind of.
Yeah. Driving.
Driving rock. Okay.
Yeah.
What about Kid Rock?
Actually, I like Kid Rock. Yeah.
What kind of music would he be considered?
It's rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
So have you heard that he is actually running for the Senate?
I heard something the other day that he, I thought it was an office. I didn't know it is. It's the Senate seat.
Yeah, in Michigan. And again, he was a big Trump supporter. He wants to run. Can you stay a little bit? I want to get into this. This is just...
I like this.
Okay. Well, John Wolfe may have a thing or two to say. I don't know. You've never met John Wolfe, but he's a good man. He knows a thing or two about the news, and he's up next, and we'll be back after that.
Talk Radio 790.
KABC.
Sam Rujofsky, Sam Nation, live, Talk Radio 790 KBC, Monday evening, here in studio with the dense beard of justice himself, sweet James Bergner. James, good to have you with us.
I'm just happy security hasn't kicked me out yet. Thank you for having me.
Well, you just have to tell them you're sweet James. This is my studio. I have to say the phone number, 800-222-5222. If you would like to join us here and talk to Sweet James himself, sam@samnation.com is my email, and I am checking that throughout the hour. Now that we've gotten through that, Kid Rock, you said that he has some cool music, and you were surprised to learn that he is running for Senate in the good state of Michigan.
Yeah, I thought it was just a local seat, whatever, but it's the Senate.
Yeah, it's
I'm
a big
excited.
Deal. It's a big deal. He's running against an incumbent who's a liberal Democrat, kind of a stick in the mud, and he's looking good. He's ahead in the polls right now.
I'll call it. I think he's going to win. There you go.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Now, I know, okay, I'm not even going to ask you. I'm just going to tell everyone about you. Something about you.
Okay.
You're kind of an anti-establishment guy.
Yeah.
I kind of imagine, and this I don't know, but I imagine that in school, if they told you to go left, you went right.
I went right several times.
So that's probably why you like fighting the man, right? You like fighting the insurance companies and taking burning their ivory towers down. So here's are you wondering what Kid Rock stands for, what his platform is? They're trying to figure this out.
I can guess.
Okay, what's your guess?
It's common sense.
See,
which,
now—
which is so rare, it should be a superpower these days. But it's Kid Rock. I mean, just, I know some things about him because of watching the music. He did a lot for the troops. I know there was a time on his riders where he'd go to a venue and he wouldn't let the vendors charge so much for a beer. It had to be really low. I mean, just really—
He did price control on beers?
Price control on beers so that his fans didn't get gouged.
Is that why you like him?
No, just I think he's just a nice guy.
See, I think he's, a lot of people say he's a really generous guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's a guy that that's given a tremendous amount of money to charity. He's big on resurrecting Detroit. He thinks Detroit has a huge amount of potential. But I mean, you said common sense. There's something here. They're trying to piece together what his platform might look like. It's not so much reading tea leaves as going back to old interviews that he's given.
Right, right.
Okay, the most nonsensical platform out there, in my view, is always the gay marriage and abortion, and people get crazy about that. So I'm gonna read to you what he told The Guardian back in 2015 about gay marriage and abortion. Quote, this is Kid Rock. "I am definitely a Republican on fiscal issues in the military, but I lean to the middle on social issues. I'm no fan of abortion, but it's not up to a man to tell a woman what to do. And as an ordained minister, I don't look forward to marrying gay people, but I'm not opposed to it." Close quote. Now, I think that kind of illustrates what you're saying.
That's most of the people I know.
Exactly. And that's where the crazy, you know, I hate to say it, but establishment Republican Party has lost so many voters. And why, you know, if you really want to know why Trump won, it's not Russia. OK, it's not collusion. It's that Trump took a very moderate position on Republican issues. And on social issues, he threw in the towel largely.
That's been a divisive line between the parties for how long, ever since Roe v. Wade? And it's done. Let's move on.
Yeah. And I think that this kind of thing is going to be tremendously effective, especially when you're dealing with a state that is a blue state.
Yeah.
Right. It's a Democratic state, but it went for Trump.
Yeah.
So I think this guy, I think you're right. So you want to call it.
I'm calling it now.
Do you remember when I called Trump?
Yeah, really early.
Were you at the lunch? You were at the lunch when I made the bet.
Where you made the wager, yes.
I'm not going to name any names. Paul Zuckerman. This is a colleague of ours.
He did pay up.
He paid up, and I have... Do you see? Anyway, we got to go. We're out of time. We're having too much fun. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC.
Talk Radio, 790
KABC.
Sam Rogowski in studio here with Sweet James Bergner, the attorney that cares, among other things. And he's right here. James, I have to ask you, since you're here, normally this is where I talk about you. But be a little awkward talking about you in front of you. So why don't I ask you, people wonder, okay, is it really true? The insurance company, they won't just pay me like kind of reasonably what my case is worth if I just call them, am honest with them and document everything and, you know, send them carefully all my receipts, all my medical bills, do everything right.
Be fair and hands up.
Does that not work?
Never.
How come?
Never. Here's all the listeners out there, good, decent, hardworking people. They treat people fairly and expect to be treated fairly. They're not dealing with a person. They're dealing with an insurance company who answers to the shareholders. They don't care about you.
So I've heard that like out of, I don't know, 10 claims, nine of them don't hire a lawyer at all.
That's right. They can offer those pennies on the dollar and then most people take it and shuffle away.
And so out of the one person that, you know, hires a lawyer, the numbers are to their benefit. They don't have to pay anybody what's right. And they're basically forcing people to turn for help.
Yeah. These are Fortune 500 companies. They're worth billions of dollars. Do you know why? Because that's exactly what they do. They don't pay out money.
Yeah. Well, good. So it's easy, right? People need to call you. 800-881-2021. Is that the number?
That is.
Okay, good. 800-881-2021. You also have a website.
Yeah.
And it's, interestingly enough, it's sweetjames.com.
So it's easy to remember.
Easy to remember. All right, good. Well, people need to call you and hopefully they don't need you, but if they do, you're here.
Yes.
And you're a real human being, yes?
For real. Absolutely.
I'm looking at you, so.
Yep, here I am.
I can confirm it. He is alive. All right, Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, talking, well, we're keeping Sweet James here for another minute or two. You like the authenticity, we're talking about Kid Rock, and the authenticity, because I think what's interesting here is people are ready to dismiss him again. Like, it's kind of the same reaction that I saw to Trump. Trump ran in the election and he comes out and people are like, he's just a celebrity. It's a joke, whatever. Mm-hmm. So now out comes Kid Rock and he's outrageous and he's kind of a weird guy. And I mean, I'm not a big music guy, so I don't really know what he's like, except that he swears a lot and wears funny hats and outfits. Hard to imagine a guy like that in the Senate. But you made a prediction here.
Yeah.
That you think that he actually has a chance he's going to win this.
I'll call it.
And you say that it's why?
Common sense.
You think he has this authenticity?
Absolutely. I think he knows the pulse of that state. He knows
in Michigan.
Yep.
Right, cuz he's a native son.
Absolutely.
He's a guy that's successful, he's made it.
Yeah.
And he's been generous and he's given back to the community.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree. You know what he said about his money, by the way?
What?
He said, "I'm not just wealthy, I'm loaded." And you know, and right. Again, you know, I think that people have had it with the slick answers.
Yep. Yeah.
This is what the
I hate career politicians. This is just a guy who's going out there.
Yeah, I know, and I don't think that you're alone. I know a lot of people out there are just so sick of the slick, packaged, you know, warmed up, canned answers. And that's what's so funny to me. I know you know this now we're in more my wheelhouse, but and I think that this is why Russiagate is so fascinating to me, because the premise is that it matters, right? We wouldn't be investigating Russia if Russia did something and it was inconsequential. Would we really be investigating it? And the answer is no. We're investigating it because the premise of the left and of the establishment Republicans and of the media is that it mattered, that it was a huge, they tampered with our elections, they spread misinformation, lies, and they don't get that Trump's message was bought. It didn't happen because of an outside influence. It didn't happen. People were ready for something fresh, something different. They wanted a disruptor, and they got it. And by the silly focus on all this past, I think it's going to be another indicator of why this Kid Rock campaign shouldn't be taken lightly. And so it was good to get your opinion. Hey, thanks for coming in, James. I really appreciate it. Come back, please.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
All right. Sam Rzhovsky, back after this.
Talk Radio 790.
KABC.
Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC. So Kid Rock, if he is serious and does run for Congress, he first has to get through the primary, which is in August. And I think the general wisdom is, like, if he can hit the general election, right, and get through the primaries, he's got a rocking chance. So we'll have, you heard Sweet James's prediction. Chris Rock's going to make it. So we'll have him. What's that? Oh, Kid Rock. Jeez. Chris Rock is not going to make it. But he might somewhere. You know, obviously, now's the time for celebrity candidates. Yeah, so Kid Rock, August 2017 here will be a primary, and we'll see how that goes. All right. Scaramucci. I'm going to end with some great back and forth between him and Jake Tapper. CNN's Jake Tapper. And you know, Tapper is just, he is like a this when it comes to all things Trump. The man is tense. He is. Makes me uneasy almost sometimes when I'm looking at him on TV. So, here's a great little barb. But, you know, Scaramucci's talking about things that have happened during the campaign. He's getting attacked again for having past positions that were against Trump. And here's how he deals with it. It's just so nonchalant and it's so disarming. And he still takes a dig at Tapper. It's great. Listen to this.
If I said some things about him when I was working for another candidate, Mr. Trump, Mr. President, I apologize for that. Can we move on off of that? I know you and I have moved on off of that. Jake hasn't moved on off of that, obviously, and that's okay, Jake. I don't care. But I'm going to be working for you, and I'm going to serve the American people, and we're going to get your agenda out into the heartland where it belongs, and we're going to turn this thing into a movement.
And then he completely, at the end of the interview, gets Tapper off his game. I mean, this is great.
The only thing I asked Sarah, if you're watching, I love the hair and makeup person that we had on Friday, so I'd like to continue to use the hair and makeup person.
All right, Anthony, you can always swing by CNN. We have hair and makeup here if you ever need it.
Thanks. You got a lot on today, and you look very tan, Jake. You look tan and refreshed.
Anthony Scaramucci.
It's good. I'm just telling you, it's good. I'm watching him. You know, and the visual is good, too. I mean, he presents well. But I think when you combine his ability to clearly express a message, a thought, confidently express a thought, and you take his experience, you know, running a hedge fund, probably had to break quite a few eggs to make that omelet every day. This is a guy who knows how to hire and fire. And what he's doing, and I told you at the beginning of the hour, I said, you know, Scaramucci is going to be, he's being groomed for a bigger role than just comm director. And that's what now some sources are reporting as well. He might even be taking Priebus's job. So we'll see about that. But he is going to be sitting down with everyone in that department one-on-one and evaluating them. And he's... You know, I think that somebody who's a good leader and a good manager can sit down with people and determine if they're there to help or hurt the president. And this may do some to end the leaks. Okay. Talk to you tomorrow night. Let's do it. Have a great night. See you tomorrow.
Talk Radio 790
KABC.